May 24th meeting of the Architecture Committee of the Dubuque Planning Commission. We're being recorded. Would the director like to take roll so we can establish a quorum?
Yes. Senator Fifield?
Present.
Steve Bergeron?
Present.
Attorney DiMaggio?
Present.
All members are present.
Great, thank you. We're going to begin with old business and ask for the staff report, or ask if somebody's present for 226 Bourbon Street to represent that application. Okay, could we have the staff report, please?
Sure. 226 Bourbon is a green-rated main building with a brown-rated addition on the side. This is a proposal to install new mechanical equipment and platform per application materials received January 21st, 2022 and May 11th, 2022 respectively. Since last reviewed by the committee, the applicant has returned to staff with need for more exterior mechanical equipment, including a proposal to install a platform over the walk-in cooler. The cooler has already been approved for installation in the Iberville Side Alley, which is owned by adjacent property at 220 through 22 Bourbon, but is utilized by both properties. Staff notes that a letter from the neighboring property owner consenting to this work must be submitted to staff prior to permit, along with any required legal documentation, and BBSA review and approval may be required as well. The proposed metal grate mechanical platform is approximately 45 feet long and will hold two condensers for the walk-in cooler, four ice machine condensers, two HVAC condensers, and one heat pump. Five pieces of equipment are still proposed for the brown-rated flat roof on the Bienville side. A permanent access letter is shown on the Bourbon side of the platform, but no information has been provided about what the platform will be constructed from. Staff notes that full drawings will be needed for final review prior to permit, including any necessary foundation details. Staff finds the proposed location to be more discreet than adding additional equipment to the brown-rated flat roof and recommends conceptual approval with final platform drawings to be submitted for review and approval at staff level.
Thank you. Applicant, do you have a presentation or response to the staff level report?
Happy with the staff report.
Great. Committee, any questions for the applicant or for the staff about this proposal?
To what extent is this new mechanical shelf anchoring to existing buildings? Is it structurally independent of those buildings?
It's basically just columns holding that up.
Okay.
It doesn't tie in. I mean, it's wedged in. You know, there's no room going either way, so they're going to put it in and then, you know, get the walk-in underneath it. It, for you that you've been following this, is that the courtyard, I don't know if you have old photographs, Aaron, but it was filled
not
with...
Not this presentation.
It was filled with buildings. One-story, very old, you know, rusted tin buildings that they had, you know, a makeshift kitchen, and you can't see it there. But they made the decision to tear all that out and recreate the courtyard, and so all that stuff had to go someplace. And it didn't all fit into the where they had put the mechanical equipment. So we were able to secure an agreement with a neighbor who, if you see the gray area that he uses in the alleyway, it's a shared alleyway, said, you're using that and you're not using this back area, it would be really good. And the owner of the abutting property came to a, but they have a written agreement.
Right? Mm-hmm. There we go.
And so we'll produce that written agreement. It says we can use it, and we, you know, we show a drawing of it, so that should suffice.
Great, thank you. Is there any public comment about this proposal, 226 Bourbon? I don't see any public comment. Any other discussion by the committee?
I just wanted to follow up with a question. Is the surface, the horizontal surface of the new platform over the cooler and part of that alley, is it permeable for
water? Oh, yeah.
It was okay. Noted as a grate.
Okay, sorry, I didn't see it in the...
Water will come down on top of the walk-in, great. And the walk-in will drain. There's a... I can get with Aaron, there's a couple of drainage things that we have to deal with, but we also are accommodating that.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion?
One last question. All this mechanical equipment will probably require penetrations through the masonry wall.
Yeah.
Will those be consolidated to a single location, or?
To be honest with you, I don't know. It's a, like that's a detail, but we'll consolidate them as much as we can because that means.
Damien said they were consolidated
through the kitchen. It's all going right into this equipment deals with the kitchen, and the kitchen is right on the other side. so it'd be easier to consolidate with them over. We'll consolidate as much as possible because otherwise we cut fewer holes, right?
Okay, thank you. Any last comments you'd like to make before we go to motions? We have a motion in the matter of 226 Bourbon Street.
Yes, I'd like to move that for conceptual approval with final platform drawings to be submitted for review and approval at staff level and all other required approvals in advance as noted in the staff report submitted.
Do you have a second for that motion?
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll move on to new business and 1109 Decatur Street. We have an applicant present for that proposal.
Garcia Roofing.
And your name is?
Mohammed Char.
Okay, thank you. Can we have a staff report, please?
Sure, yeah, this property and actually the next one on the agenda is essentially the same proposal. These are both blue-rated buildings. It's a proposal to install new copper cap flashing in conjunction with a new approved slate roof installation. Application materials received February 16th and May 4th, 2022, respectively. Staff issued permits to install new slate roofs for both buildings back in March of this year. The permits included the standard language regarding cap flashing. Permits did not allow for cap flashing on parapets, chimneys, or surrounding walls. Following the issuance of the permit, the applicant approached staff regarding cap flashing. Staff shared the approvable alternative mortar cap details, but the applicant wanted to pursue the total cap flashing. There is currently cap flashing in place on the parapet wall shared with 1107 Decatur and the one shared with 1113 Decatur. Photographs provided by the applicant show the current cap flashing is rising about 12 inches above the roof surface and being 12 inches wide. Interestingly, it looks like the cap flashing was installed on top of the slate rather than extending underneath the slate. As such, there is likely another layer of flashing installed below the slate, or this installation technique may be to blame for any water intrusion that may be experienced in the building. As this proposed cap flashing is in conjunction with an entire new roof installation, staff feels it's an opportune time to get this detail correct. And it appears there's an adequate amount of parapet present to allow for a more approvable detail. Staff recommends denial of the proposed cap flashing.
Thank you. Would you like to make a presentation or comment on the staff report?
Overall? Yes, no comments.
No comments, okay. Committee, any discussion or questions for the applicant or the staff?
Given that the staff is recommending denial of this proposal?
Oh, no. I'm sorry, I probably didn't. We need to change that cap because the moment we pull that cap out, all right, and then we start to do a step flashing on each slate coming down on the wall, we will have to flash the whole parapet wall first behind the flashing that's there right now, and then add a new cap. If I add this old cap, I was up there, and the condition of the cap, it doesn't seem like it's going to hold up for the next 100 years. This is a 100-year roof. So this is my logic. It's there, and we want to change it because it's already there. I don't see why we can't replace the same cap with another new cap. I don't see why we can't because I still have to flash the whole wall with the slate anyway.
That's a good point. Staff, what's the status of the parapet cap relative to permitting? Sorry, don't look at
you. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that appear that we don't really have record of exactly when it appeared or was most likely not permitted, as we don't permit cap flashing without a good record of that.
You know, one of the things that we tend to not encourage is the removal of a functioning parapet cap. If it is, keeping the building watertight, we are less likely to recommend replacement until such time as it needs replacement. But we're not convinced that in this case, this one has been detailed correctly as it is installed, and they are having water intrusion issues that may be a result of the way this cap flashing was installed. So, we're sort of at a loss. If it's not doing its job.
Well, I think there's two different issues here. One is the way the slates are either flashed into the parapet or not, and then the cap, how it treats over the parapet to either encompass that step flashing or what appears to be the case of a whatever that angled flashing. So is there step flashing beneath all of this?
Yes, ultimately there has to be because each slate has to sit, basically it comes out, the flashing, we will have the wall is probably already ripped, right? Because it comes on an L and then it goes on the wall, the flashing. It's the same size as each slate. So it sits on top of each slate, and then a slate goes on top, and then flash, slate, flash, slate, flash, slate. This is how it should be installed.
But
I haven't pulled up this to really tell for sure, but I have to pull it up. If I am to do my job, if I am to be a good roofer and do a 100-year roof, I have to flash it this way. I have to remove the cap.
So the question, I don't think, is whether we would want to see the step flashing, because that's the correct detail. It's how you resolve that step flashing.
Counter it.
Either you counter it or you do something else. And so we can't see in this detail whether there's that little step out, that corbel, mm-hmm. that often protects the step flashing. Do you know if that's present on the building?
I'm pretty sure it has to be, because you can see that each slate is pulling up. If you go to probably another photo, this is also, you can see this is a chimney there that's mm-hmm. open right now. So this is why I was concerned. This is why this is the cap, basically, and it's wide open. I mean, definitely need to take care of that. So if I can't remove that cap, then how would I be able to change that flashing?
We want you to remove the cap.
Oh, yeah. But you don't want you to replace it with all the cap.
Right.
The
issue is, do we want you to replace it with a matching cap, or do we want you to follow guidelines and do a masonry cap?
Right.
Which is what we could have just done at staff. This we can't do. Replacing with more metal is against guidelines.
So there is no way I can put metal back.
That's why we're here. We just want to make it simple.
Yeah, that's exactly
why we're here.
Okay. So you see, if you look at the roof from this picture, this is a good photo. You're gonna see that the slate on the side of the walls are kind of coming up. They're not like you probably see this roof is kind of dipping in the middle, but by the walls it's kind of like lifted up a little bit, right? This is why, because there is a metal under each slate. There's a quarter of an inch under each slate.
And that's the step flash.
That's the wall step flash.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. More questions from the committee. And I just want to clarify, the cap flashing that's in place on this building currently, is it ferrous metal that's been colored, or is it actually copper?
Of my experience, one is copper.
Okay.
And we're going to do copper if you allow us to.
Uh-huh.
We will replace it with copper. The other one, I don't think it's copper.
It's like some kind of colored metal.
It looks different. Yeah.
Okay, that's why it's not clear.
Imagine, right.
Okay, questions? Comments?
If it doesn't have the corbeling on top, is there more of an argument for it to have a cap flashing put back on, since it won't have this little ledge to protect it?
Yeah.
So I feel like...
Do we know for sure?
He mentioned he didn't pull it up to take
yeah,
a look.
Yeah, we almost but, need them to pull it up and then make the determination.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I do.
Would it be possible for you to get some, like take a piece of this flashing off to see if the parapet is corbelled to receive a step flashing or
I
not?
Yes.
You
I
can do that
probably
for us?
Probably do that.
And this is, the situation is the same for...
1107
mm-hmm. and 09. And... I think what we want to know is if it's typical on all three parapets that the building shares, or the buildings share, and that might be information that would guide our...
Double help us
yeah.
get through?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if that's the case, I think we'd probably want to ask for a deferral for the amount of time that it would take you to get that documentation.
I will probably this week, and we'll have to see you next meeting.
Yes. Okay.
Would it be possible to do it at staff, right?
To
make a decision that we could handle it at staff to get it going.
If we're going to go with the masonry cap, yes.
Yeah.
But if we're not, then
okay.
probably not. I have a comment card here, but I believe that's you, Muhammad.
Yes.
Okay. So, thank you for that. And is there any other public comment? In the matter of 1109 Decatur Street. Do I have a motion for deferral?
Do we want to make a motion for both 1109 and 1107 together?
We need to do them separately.
Yeah, we have to, they're docketed separately. So.
Yeah, okay.
And we haven't heard the other one yet.
Yeah.
Okay. So for 1109.
Then in the matter of 1109 Decatur, I move to defer this matter to our next meeting to allow the applicant an opportunity to investigate the existing condition of the parapet masonry and work with staff on an appropriate proposal for the detail of that parapet cap.
Thank you. Do I have a second for that motion?
I'll second that motion.
All in favor say aye.
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 The motion to defer passes. And so please just, you may want to contact the staff when you have this parapet cap off so everybody can see it, so you can take a picture and document it properly. We're going to go on to 1107, which I understand to be similar. So
Similar.
Could we have the
property report? Yeah, I just said this proposal is added to the one just reviewed for 1109 Decatur. Staff recommends denial of the proposed cap motion.
And in this case, without really much more discussion, since the condition is the same, we're just going to ask for a deferral, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
So I have a motion, matter of 1107 Decatur Street.
I move to defer until the next meeting to allow the applicant time to do some investigation into the detailing of the existing parapet.
Thank you. Do I have a second in that motion?
Yes, I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
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 The motion passes. Thank you for coming in today and just work with the staff to kind of get this information in hand, and we should be able to make a decision as soon as.
And would you like photos of 1107 separately and then 1109?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because it's better to see.
There's three different parapets involved, exactly. So maybe look at all three of them, since the treatment seems to be different, at least in terms of the metal that was used in the parapet cap. So the actual construction detail might be different as well.
Sounds good.
Great, thank you for
thank
coming
you.
In.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. The next matter under new business is 841 Royal Street. Mr. Cangelosi is here, so could we have the staff report, please?
Sure. 841 Royal 700-714 Dumaine is a blue-rated building. This is a proposal to renovate the building, including reopening ground floor opening, constructing a new dormer on the Royal Street roof slope, and constructing a canopy above the third floor balcony. Replication materials received April 22nd, 2022. The proposed work consists of three main components: the ground floor doors, the proposed dormer, and the balcony canopy. On the Dumaine Street elevation, there are a series of five ground floor arched openings that have been infilled over time. Staff was able to locate a 1963 photograph that shows at least four of the five openings active, with three doors and a window. The applicant proposes to install French doors and metal bar covered transoms at all five of these openings to match the adjacent millwork on the main building. Although there is not clear evidence of what was in these openings originally, staff finds the proposed millwork entirely plausible and an improvement over the current infill condition. A new dormer is proposed for the Royal Street elevation roof slope. The 1885 sample maps include symbols for dormers on buildings, and staff notes that no dormer is indicated on this slope. The guidelines state that property owners are encouraged to retain existing historic dormers and reconstruct a dormer on a building where there is clear documentary evidence that one existed. When considering a new dormer, particularly on a historic building, the property owner is encouraged to consider comparable buildings of the same style and period, including location, form, spacing, dimensions, proportion, style, and detailing. Staff notes that because of the way this roof comes together, the slope facing Royal Street is relatively diminutive, and the historic dormer on the neighboring 833-37 Royal Street is quite close to the property line. These factors combine in locating the proposed new dormer also near the property line and the existing dormer. Staff believes this would result in a very atypical appearance. Additionally, as this is a blue-rated building, staff does not believe that the construction of a new dormer would be appropriate without significant documentation of a dormer previously existing. For the canopy, the guidelines state that in select cases, the DCC might approve the installation of a new balcony, gallery, porch, or overhang, provided that there is documentary evidence supporting the balcony, gallery, porch, or overhang previously existed. The installation is appropriate for the building type. The installation does not destroy or conceal an important architectural feature or detail. The proposed design is compatible in size, scale, and design to the building and surrounding streetscape. Although there is an existing overhang at the neighboring building, it is unclear when it was originally installed. Between 1864 and 1981, photos show only empty outriggers at this level. By the late 1980s, these supports have been completely removed. The property report from 1996 for 837 Royal includes the proposed installation of the current overhang. Although staff was against the proposal, the committee voted to approve the installation. Although there was clear evidence of an overhang at the 837 Royal building, it was almost and certainly not original to the building, and there is no such evidence of a similar previously existing overhang at the 841 Royal building. As there is no evidence of a previously existing overhang, the installation will disrupt the architectural detail of the brick cornice. Staff did not find this aspect of the proposal approvable. In conclusion, staff recommends conceptual approval of the new ground floor doors. In referral, the proposed dormer canopy will have the applicant to provide documentation of something similar to these elements previously existing.
Thank you. Mr. Cangelosi, do you have a presentation or response to the staff report?
Well, the doors, as the staff said, on the back wing there, there's photographic evidence that they match the doors up front, and that's what the plan is there to do that. The dormer on the adjacent building is very close to the property line. This one would be very similar location off of that parapet there on the building there. And the concept is to match the details of the dormer on the Domain Street side. The adjoining building has a awning over the second floor balcony there, which does go into the architectural features, and all this is being done at the request of the owner of the property. And they would like to have, I didn't detail that, this is a conceptual application here to see whether this is all approvable before I start detailing it. There was a fourth component to the application which wasn't addressed, the skylight on the back slope, which is on the drawings on my application. The adjoining building, that's a very old photo, aerial photograph there, because the adjoining building has numerous skylights in, at the back of it and on the dependencies in there. And this skylight would be over the stairwell, which historically was very common in the French Quarter. I found numerous building contracts, I was telling Renee, of skylights. In fact, before I came here, I'm working on the architectural book for the French Quarter, and Galatoire's contract calls for a skylight over the stairwell. And so it was a very common application to put skylights over the stairwell. So the proposal is for a skylight back there. I didn't know the size. It's not, I've tried looking at that back slope going past Bourbon Street. You cannot see that back slope from the ground at all. But if you look on the elevation there of, that I did on the main slope of the roof, it does call for a skylight there. Next one. See there the note? On the main portion of the building, not the dependency. Right there. And it was on the application. So as I said, this is a conceptual submittal in here before all this is detailed. The only thing, well, the dorm is well detailed and the doors are well detailed because I was copying the details of existing historic fabric.
Okay, thank you. Committee.
The adjoining canopy is not old at all and is very poorly detailed.
So, committee, any questions for the applicant or for the staff about this proposal?
I can tell you right now, I looked for information on the dormer and on the canopy. If there was any archival information I could find, I couldn't find any. They weren't there. So this would be some a change to the building.
I was going to say, well, I mean, I have concerns with both of those that are similar to the staff reports. My main concern with the overhang would be obviously the detailing at the top and also the fact that it's on the corner. And so it wouldn't be turning the corner the way the balcony is. And I feel like maybe that's an awkward as well sort of situation that the one building in doesn't have to face because it's, you know, that building's on either side of it to terminate, you know, where that overhang is. So I am kind of concerned with that, never really feeling fully resolved if it were installed.
Is it the intent to turn the corner?
Yes, it would wrap the corner.
So it would be on both facades?
It would be on both elevations of the building, but terminating with the balcony, not extending back to the back wing, which, as you can see, has been really cut up. The floor levels aren't where they used to be. They've added an additional floor there, and the windows are all in crazy locations in the arches on that elevation. It's really weird.
This is kind of a miscellaneous detail, but I see there's a downspout on the Royal Street side right at the corner and a gutter that actually travels across the front of the building. Is that the same as the adjacent structure? And how would you resolve? I see the canopy's below that elevation, but the scupper is kind of right there. If we look at slide...
I'm sorry, Rick, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Slide number 44. I'm wondering about the downspout that's on the Royal Street side right at the corner, and how that relates to the leader head and the gutter coming across, and how you'd...
Well, that detail would have to be worked, but the downspout would have to go through the canopy roof.
How does it handle...
As I said before, I detailed all this. I wanted to see conceptual as approval.
Right. Is the adjacent building, does it have a parapet and a box gutter, or how do they... I don't see a downspout on the adjacent building.
They were built at the same time. It's sort of as a row, but they're not quite a row. It's kind of odd configuration there.
Is it far in? Yeah, so it's
the adjacent building is sort of two, but it's not defined as two, and the dormers are to the outside rather than one on each unit there.
Right.
Yeah, you can see it there. It was all built as a single unit at one time under one ownership in one construction campaign, but it's very unusual that two of the units are sort of between the parapets and the corner ones, a standalone entity there, and the way the dormers are placed, particularly the one on the Domain Street side is very close to the parapet, well, as the one upriver is a little bit further away from the party wall.
Yeah. I think that's one of my concerns about the dormer is I'd almost like to see it, to see what the march of the dormers is from one building to another. It seems like it might be a little bit crowded for kind of, and it might not be able to relate well to the, you know, fenestration down below in the building. So that one, I think, is probably more speculative than the restoration of the gallery and the gallery cover. Isn't there, it's on the adjacent building, where the old outriggers are.
It's not a restoration.
Yeah, the applicant even mentioned having looked for any indication
it
of
is
more
no.
outriggers.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, I misspoke. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I didn't realize it wrapped the corner, so... It would
wrap the corner over the back.
Also, just to point out that you might want to tell your client, any new balcony gallery addition that is not historic, is not considered a restoration, they will have to pay air rights.
Air rights.
Yep. So that sometimes really settles the matter.
I don't understand necessarily... That's certainly not our consideration.
No, I just
here.
Want to put that out there.
Okay. So we have doors, which I think we're all relatively agreed on. We have a staff level approval recommendation for approval. The dormer, I think, is problematic. We might want to ask for some additional information about how that dormer is spaced with the adjacent building, how it relates to the larger facade. Gallery is also kind of an open question. Do you have any other questions for the applicant? You might help us reach some kind of conclusion.
Do you have any questions?
Stephen?
Sorry, I'm just
what
looking.
What about the skylight? Can there be any discussion on that, whether the skylight would be approvable on the back slope or not?
I'd like to see the size and location of it.
See, I was asking what size might be approvable or not. We never did quite get there. With those discussions.
I guess we did a recent one where the lack of having, like not modifying the roof structure beneath was a really big component in the discussion. So if that helps guide.
Well, that was in the guidelines that you can't affect any of the framing up in that, but I just wanted to see whether it was conceptually approvable.
I think that in concept it can be approved, but I mean it's more a question of the detailing.
You want more details
and
on it and the size. And
there's a proportion of roof slope that you can't exceed, so there's some pretty clear parameters for a successful proposal. But we can always, you know, entertain whatever you think is appropriate from an architectural point of view.
It also requires commission review for a building of this rating.
So,
relationship for the dormer next door in that building that Andre Delaverne renovated back when, but I don't know how to get the dimension of that dormer to the parapet without getting on their property. That's going to be a little tricky to see. I'll have to do it from photographs or something like that to see the relationship.
Is your stair in the same location?
Is it a mirror?
The stairs is in the back of the building there. There's a back door there, and the stairs goes up the back of the building is where the stairs is. It's a Creole concept where it's a hallway's plan where you go up the stairs in the cabinet gallery and you walk en suite from the room to room to room there.
Okay.
I don't know how the adjacent building works. There is a portico share in the adjacent building, but where their staircase is, I don't know.
Okay. So you were just looking at it for dimensions based off of not the location of it, but just so that it would maybe be something that you would mirror the size of?
Well, it's definitely mirror. I've got a side dormer there that matches the dormer. I've got an existing dormer on the side street here, which matches the dormers on Royal Street, the adjacent building. And so I'm proposing the same size and detail, and I've drawn it at fairly large size to show what it would look like. And I have a placement of it on the Royal Street elevation, which is lining up over the doors closest to Canal, right there, on the upriver side.
Robbie, it might also help if you have access, if the staff can go there and get some photographs, to be able to include in a presentation.
Photographs of what?
If we could meet and take some photographs so that we could put it in the presentation. So
okay, of this guys, building here.
Yeah, okay. So that they can see a little bit better what's, like, you know, actually going on. It seems a tad unusual.
That's what I'm thinking. So is there any public comment on this matter?
We received one by email, did you?
841. That's not in our packet, I don't think.
Okay. It was very right before the meeting. It was,
I didn't get it, no.
Okay. It was just sent to Nick and I.
Oh.
So you know, it seemed like it would be helpful too if this drawing incorporated the adjacent dormer. So we could
that was my question, being able to get there to determine this. Where exactly is on that building, because I don't have access to that building.
Well, but,
and I can't really, but there is no access on the roof on this elevation here, so I'd have to walk the roof from the side, and I'm not walking the roof from that all the way around.
Because there's also a chimney that's not shown in your drawing, which is also kind of a major consideration for flashing.
I can get the location of the chimney from the interior attic space.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to wait for a public comment from somebody that's not here.
I found it, but it's not loading. Okay, do you want me to read it?
Sure.
Okay, it says, ladies and gentlemen of the Architectural Committee, I'm writing to ask you to deny a request from the owners of 841 Royal. They're asking that a new canopy be installed as well as a new dormer window on what is essentially the fourth floor of said building. I'm the owner of the building just down and across the street, 830 Royal, and see the proposed changes as being unsightly and not in keeping with the original architectural integrity of the 841 Royal building, which was built in the early 1800s. The dormer window is going to look like a singular, myopic eye in the sky, as there are no other dormers in that elevation on the block, and it is certainly not a part of the original building construction. I humbly beseech you to deny such request that the building has survived for almost 200 years without the canopy and dormer. Thank you very much for your time, Harvey Miller.
Thank you. Okay. Is there any other discussion before we give Mr. Cancellosi the last word?
I'm not certain how inclined I am to consider the canopy. I think if the other members of the committee were mentioning a drawing for the dormer to have a little bit more of a look at it, I would do that. But for both of those elements, I do have a lot of concern. So I think for depending on how much time you were wanting to spend on this since you came for a conceptual application, just based off of how we're all responding to it, I just wanted to make it clear that I do think that those two, for me, are
basically advising the same thing.
Difficult. Yeah.
You know?
And obviously, I think, you know, we would continue to look at the skylight if you submitted the drawing for that. So I just wanted to throw that out there before we finalize, because obviously when it comes down to it, I don't want to not be clear before any motion's made.
Okay. Any last word you'd like to share with us before we go to motions? Okay, great. Is there a motion in the matter of 841 Royal Street?
Yes, in the matter of 841 Royal, I move to conceptually approve the first floor millwork at door openings and defer the dormer, canopy, and skylight proposals with a request for a full roof plan, a full elevation of the Royal Street facade with the adjacent building. That concludes my motion.
Thank you. Is there a second for that motion?
I'll second that motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Robbie. Have a great day. The next item on the agenda is 1023 through 25 St. Ann Street. Is there an applicant present for this proposal? Come on up. Let us know your name and address. Anybody that's planning on speaking?
You can pull
up.
I'm good.
Okay, your name?
Linda DePanasis.
Are you?
I'm not speaking, I'm just here on behalf. I'm the realtor, I have the buyer.
Okay.
That's buying the property.
And who's gonna speak?
I'm with CJ Christine, is air conditioning and heating, about the condensing unit on the back balcony.
So what's your name, sir?
Charles Christina.
Charles Christina.
Okay.
No, that's the name of the
Charles Christina. Okay, and are you gonna speak?
And I'm William Mazel with William Mazel Roofing LLC.
Thank you. Okay. Could we have the staff report, please?
Sure. All right. 1023 through 25 St. Ann is a green-rated building. This is a proposal to add a new downspout and install a new mini-split per application and materials received May 9th, 2022. Downspout, the applicant is proposing the addition of a 4-inch galvanized downspout approximately 20 feet from the back of the building on the docking elevation. If you go back a few slides, there should be...
This doesn't work.
Oh. Keep going. Okay, that's the shot. The alley is currently paved with concrete and has a trench drain on the opposite side. Staff has no objection to the addition of this downspout as long as it will not cause any issues with draining the alley. HVAC, the applicant is proposing to replace a mini-split unit mounted on the rear elevation of the building at the second floor. The existing unit was installed in this location without benefit of VCC review or approval. Staff visited the site and found open space to be very limited and narrow. Therefore, staff has no objection to mounting the equipment on this wood frame building. However, the current location is visible from a neighboring property and has an unsightly condenser line and conduit running from the right side of the gable over the center door and down the left side. Staff wonders if there's a reason the unit could not be mounted lower and on the left side of the gable, as this would greatly reduce the conduit and visibility from the neighboring property. Staff recommends conceptual approval of the mini split with final mounting position to be handled at staff level.
Thank you.
I can answer the questions about those are copper line sets going around. The door is covered in a covering. That unit feeds 4 air handling units inside the building. It's some on the right, some on the left. So there's lines coming out going to the right side. If I moved to the left, you'd still have those lines going back so they could get out that door.
Well, the big question then, it would be, why not run them on the inside?
Inside of what?
The building.
Because that's a finished space inside of it.
That's no reason not to run them on the inside.
Inside the wall?
In the wall, on the wall, not on the outside of the building.
Because that's a room. That's a bedroom.
There's no reason you can't put our jurisdiction is about the outside of the building and the appropriate application of technology to a building of this age and style. And I think that my recommendation would be doing what you should do, which is to put it on the inside of the building.
Well, that's on the back of the building. There's a 5-story building behind it. They looking off of the roof to be able to see it. I don't think you can see it other than if you were on the roof behind it.
So where was this picture taken from?
I'm not sure Tony
took
it,
doing
but
an inspection.
If you go back, there's another, there's an aerial that shows different angles.
So building behind it, Anthony?
Yeah, was saying it.
Said he was doing an inspection there, and he saw the unit, the photograph.
It wouldn't have been on that really tall.
Yes, it was.
We haven't been up there in a while.
No, it wouldn't have been up there.
Okay.
That's what he said it was.
Yeah, that's what he told us.
Well, it's visible. So, and it's on the outside of the building. So, committee, any questions, comments?
I note that it would be visible from grade in the backyard of the... neighbors.
There's too much fallen, there's trees.
That's
not
the point. Yeah. Sorry, sir, actually, what's happening right now is the committee is speaking, and we'll give you a chance to speak after we get a chance to talk, okay? Thank you. It's not a debate, it's comments. Thank you. Stephen?
That's my only comment, is that I think I do agree with you, Rick, that maybe those line sets ought to be inside the wall or inside the building.
Let me throw something out. Would it be possible to lower the units and then run the line underneath the balcony so it's not visible you know, making this circuitous route around a doorway?
I'm not sure. There's a picture from the first floor that shoots up and goes back to the balcony.
There it is.
Yeah, it's enclosed soffit.
Well, but it doesn't mean you couldn't remove the soffit and run the lines underneath.
At least it would be less visible.
Yeah. And it's a visibility that's shared with the owner of the unit or the occupant of the unit rather than everybody. So, is there any public comment in the matter of 1023 through 25 St. Ann Street? Any other discussion on the part of the committee? Any final word? This is when you get a chance to speak.
The only thing is, you know, if we do move it, we can go underneath there and go around and go around the side of the building. It does go down the side and into the house, down the side of the building also. It will bring the cost of the job up. I know that doesn't matter.
That's not really our consideration here. I mean, the reason I'm having... It looks like the installation was an easy installation. In other words, there wasn't much thought given to the care of the historic building. It was just kind of installed in a way that worked for whoever was installing it without a permit. And we don't really know how well that cover is either protecting the building or the refrigerant line. And so making it less prominent seems to be the best approach here, either by running it inside the building, which is best, or underneath the gallery or within the soffit of the gallery, which again has cost implications, but we're really looking at the protection of the building that it's serving. So,
and by the way, I didn't put that in.
Well, no, I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying that we, since we now have a chance to talk about that, those are the criteria that we kind of bring to the discussion if this was a new installation. So, committee, is it time for a motion? I think it's Tony's turn.
Yeah, it is, I know. In the matter of 1023-25 St. Anne, I move for conceptual approval of the installation of the downspout, provided that the criteria outlined in the staff report is met regarding the drainage of the alley, and the deferral of conceptual approval on the mini split installation to give the applicant time to provide a scheme or schemes that may reflect the discussion today regarding minimizing the components of the HVAC mini split.
The one thing, I'm just gonna ask for an amendment. Do we want the mini split relocated so it's not above the slope of the roof? It's actually proud of the roof surface.
If we consider, we would like to consider that part of the conversation today, then yes, I think that would be part of minimizing it.
Right, is there a second for that motion?
Could I offer an amendment?
Sure.
That if the applicant is able to satisfy the comments that we had today, concealing the line sets and mounting the mini split below the roof line, that it could be approved at the staff level.
I'm absolutely fine with that if the staff feels that works for them.
Okay, do I have a second for that motion?
Yes, I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
The motion passes. So you have a clear path forward to do this, but you'll have to work with the staff to make the line set invisible to us and to relocate the mini split unit itself.
Just lower it to deck level, basically.
But work with the staff to finalize those details.
And I think she had a question.
Oh, you have a question?
I just wanted to know, I know you guys are busy working from home, and so...
We're not working from home.
Okay.
We are here.
Okay, good.
And we're volunteering here, so we're not working.
Okay,
we're,
and I appreciate that we're on this meeting agenda today, that we're trying to get this closed, of course, at the end of this month, which I don't think that's going to happen, because per contract, we have to have the violations removed before we move.
That's a staff question. It's nothing that we can help you with, but the staff can help you with it after this meeting.
Send an email. We'll talk.
He's got to get moving.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Quickly,
directly than versus.
Y'all need to.
Thank you so much for coming in today. I'd like to move on to 327 Bourbon Street.
Thank you.
Bourbon has requested referral. They can get an alternative plan and accompanies the benefits.
Okay. Do I have a motion for deferral at the applicant's request?
In the matter of 327 Bourbon, I move to defer at the applicant's request.
Okay, easy one. Is there a second for that motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Aye. Clearly no one else is.
I don't know if this is great.
Okay. This might go really quickly. 624 Dumain Street. Is there an applicant present?
Same applicant for both of the next two.
And she is not here.
Okay, so
is that why you're here, Margaret?
They might be playing for a time here.
This was, I remember, right?
So let's move on to, I'll say 410 Bourbon Street. Nobody's
same
present. 625 Dauphine Street.
Not here either.
601 Bourbon Street.
Not here either.
And 411 Bourbon Street.
They did request a referral.
Okay. Well, let's go back up to the top and so 624 Dumain Street. What's the pleasure of the committee? This is an application to apply a water repellent.
This is, and just a little background on this. This is something completely different with the project commission. Now they've hired a different architect and come back with a whole different plan. So you might want to wait for the architect on this.
Oh, this is one that Hank.
Yeah, you're going to want to wait for the architect.
Yeah, okay. So do I have a motion for deferral in the matter of 624 Dumain Street?
I move to defer.
Because.
I move to defer to allow the applicant a chance to be present for the discussion.
Thank you. Do I have a second for that motion?
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Sorry, Tony.
No, that's okay. I'm trying to remember.
I feel like a parent. 410 Bourbon Street. Oh, we just deferred you.
We deferred 624, so 410 is still available.
Do you want to sit down and talk to us about 410 Bourbon Street, please?
We'll read the staff report.
We can make a motion to.
Of course we can. Hi.
Just make it a little bit.
Open up 634 again.
Let's go to 410 Bourbon Street. That's okay. One that's up right now.
I'm sorry, y'all are really being efficient today, as usual.
We have an applicant present. Could we have the staff report, please?
Sure. 410 Bourbon is a green-rated main building and service building. This is a proposal to correct demolition by neglect violations and appeal to retain mechanical equipment for application and materials received November 5th, 2021 and May 12th, 2022, respectively. When last reviewed, the committee requested a revised rear elevation showing 6/6 windows in the third floor openings instead of the proposed 12/8. Staff finds the proposed elevation to be more in keeping with typical conditions in the district and recommends approval. The applicant is appealing to retain 5 HVAC condensers and a beer cooler condenser, relocating them from the adjacent property to under the courtyard stairs. Lattice screening and a platform will also be installed. The units, which measure approximately 28 by 28 and were measured as having a noise output of 76 decibels 5 feet away from the units. Given the isolated location in the courtyard and lack of impact on surrounding properties, staff finds retention conceptually approvable with final details for the platform and screening to be submitted to staff for final review and approval.
Thank you. Would you like to make a presentation or respond to the staff report?
I agree with everything the staff report says, and I think the drawings and the application speak for themselves. This is just the last bit of a long list of corrections to the property as a result of violations that have happened. The ACs and the screening of ACs and the 6/6 windows to replace the existing ones.
Thank you. Committee, any questions for the staff or the applicant about these proposals?
Retention of those units under the stairs have to go through mechanical if they were installed without permit? Did they get like mechanical review or approval?
Probably. Yeah, probably so. Okay. We always start with BCC and then go to mechanical safety permits.
Well, I didn't know it.
Okay, any other questions for the applicant, the staff? Hearing no other questions, is there any public comment on 410 Bourbon Street? No? Okay. No comments. Is there any final discussion by the or by the committee? Do you have anything you'd like to add to this discussion?
No.
Is there a motion in the matter of 410 Bourbon Street?
Yes, in the matter of 410 Bourbon, I move to approve the 6/6 windows on the rear elevation as drawn, with any final details to be worked out at the staff level, and conceptual approval of the mechanical courtyard mechanical units, with any final details to be worked out at the staff level.
Thank you. Is there a second for that motion?
Yes, I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion for approval passes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Could I have a motion to reopen 624 Domain Street, please?
Yes, I'd like to move to reopen 624 Domain Street in light of the applicant being present.
Do I have a second for that motion?
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
So we have an applicant present. Could we have the staff report, please?
Sure. 624 Domain is a green rated building. With a proposal to apply for SOCO H40 over the damaged masonry wall, application materials received May 11, 2022. The issue with this damaged masonry wall was nearly resolved when both the committee and the commission approved the application of stucco over this wall in April 2022. Unfortunately, following that approval, a new applicant has submitted a new proposal to apply for SOCO H40 over the entire wall, but to otherwise leave it as is. The product is advertised as a deep penetrating water repellent and consolidation treatment for brick, most natural stone, unglazed terracotta, historic concrete, stucco, and cast stone surfaces. H40 protects against deteriorations caused by water and waterborne contaminants while strengthening weathered surfaces and soft mortar joints. Staff is concerned that the application of this product will not do anything to correct the visible appearance of the previously completed incorrect work. If anything, the sealer will prolong the life of the mortar smeared on the masonry. Staff suggested that repointing on the wall be completed in a proper fashion, as was stipulated in the prior approval to stucco the wall. This pointing work alone may significantly improve any water intrusion problems experienced in the building. The application of the Prosoco product could potentially be approved for limited application to areas where the brick faces were ground off only. Again, this work would not do anything to correct or improve the overall appearance of the wall. Staff questions if over time the appearance of the wall would improve as the mortar weathers away. However, given the hard appearance of the mortar, this likely would not happen for a long time. Given the poor appearance of the wall, staff strongly prefers the previously approved proposal to completely stucco the wall. Staff requests commentary from the Architecture Committee regarding the proposal.
So before we have begin our discussion, there's a different applicant?
Yes.
How does that work?
I guess Hank is no longer involved, and so we just have a brand new applicant.
Okay, so same ownership.
Yes.
Different approach. Okay, great. Do you have a presentation or a response to the staff report you'd like to share with us?
Just a couple of comments. One, that picture's over a year old. It doesn't look like that anymore. It doesn't look that bad at all. It's pictures I sent. I didn't send any of the entire wall, but I sent some close-ups and some eye-level pictures. I don't know. I see the picture was dated May of 2021 there.
So, yeah, that's the, it doesn't look like it. This looks like the bricks look like the slide 85 close-up, so I can't imagine that's changed. That, yeah, it's that slurry has worn off a good bit, but the brick face is, that's how it looks. Okay, and my client just doesn't want stucco. The wall just feels like it was brick before. Why can't it stay brick? I mean, he's willing to repoint.
I guess the problem for me is that it's not just the repointing. The work has greatly compromised the bricks.
So we did that test, before I had to read the whole file for years of involvement by others. And there was some previous contractor to the one my client has ground off the face of some of the bricks. And so there was, it's hard to get the slurry off of those said bricks, so a test patch was done, and apparently the test patch failed.
It was a very limited area, so that this condition is not the entire wall. Mm-hmm. It's this area in here.
At the bottom?
At the bottom, yeah, sort of eye level. They had done this just as a test to see if they could do it, and staff was invited to come and see and shut them down.
keep in mind, that's Portland on there.
Right.
It's not BCC.
You know, and one of the things that we have found, and this is not going to come as a shock to you guys, but this to the public, but this has become the standard way of repointing bricks, is just to
smear.
Take mortar and smear it all over the surface of the bricks, which then, you know, is not readily coming off. So, you know, I understand your property owner, your client, perhaps being dismayed at the fact that, you know, their bricks used to be exposed and now they can't be, but ultimately they're responsible for their craftspeople that did this substandard and very inappropriate work. So, you know, none of us want exposed brickwork to be covered with stucco, but, you know, that's kind of how we got there.
And this would have been probably worse had she not stopped them. We came up upon
right.
this.
Right.
Yeah. This was a stop work order in the middle of this.
That's
yeah.
where I was,
yeah.
So, which is part of the problem. It's, you know.
I'd like to ask one more question of you. I'm not familiar with the Prosoco H40 product. Is it a National Park Service approved application?
Yes, that's where I got it from, is one of y'all's reports that y'all suggested.
Any of the Prosoco products that we've used has come through the AC. So if this is a Prosoco product that you're not familiar with, it may have come from the National Park Service, but it would not.
Did we use this one once in the last week?
Yeah, I believe so. I'd have to kind of search and find that address. But yeah, it is familiar that I'm sure.
I got it from your report.
But for this yeah. property or for another?
For this property.
For this property.
Okay.
That's where I
got
it. I just don't think I'm looking. Yeah. I was going to say, when I was at WTA, I did do research on this product for several different projects, so feel that it's probably aligned with most of the Prosoco water repellent, with the addition of, I think, a strengthening, which the write-up says. But my concern is that these don't do what I think people want them to do, and so I don't think it's actually going to do the job.
It's very important to think of the context here against Mountain Johns as well.
I know.
When we've got this visibility, you know, of this unfortunately applied stucco on this wall.
Any other comments?
Question for the staff. Did you all indicate that the damaged bricks were mostly at eye level at the
yeah.
bottom?
Yeah. Yeah, they were.
So the majority of this elevation, the concern is the appearance.
Well, the appearance in the wall.
There's a lot of concerns. The Portland cement is a concern.
Yeah,
the damage to the brick is a concern. Waterproofing is a concern. I mean, and the appearance is a huge concern.
I mean, well, Catherine, did you consult with Prosoco about which product they would recommend in an application like this?
No, I didn't, because it was pretty thorough that y'all went into it in your staff report of different Prosoco products, and you mentioned the National Park Service, and I felt like y'all were saying it was.
And I assume that there's water intrusion that's inside.
Not to my knowledge.
They're not having any water issues.
Because they smeared stucco over the brick.
He's willing to repoint the whole wall and just to be able to keep brick look, you know.
Yeah, the problem with that is that the Portland cement's going to make it really difficult to grind those joints successfully in the context of those soft red bricks. And so, I mean, we could ask for a test of that, of a repointing test location.
Yeah, I mean, that would solve one of the problems.
Right. It would start to address the appearance.
Right.
It would address the wish to keep.
I think no matter what we do, they have to repoint the bricks as necessary.
Right.
So that's a given.
But if part of the repointing process removes the film or the mortar from the face of the bricks successfully, then
how would that happen?
Physical removal. They ground this off.
You mean like
chipping it off, or
literally.
I mean, I means and methods.
Yeah,
do you have a sense of how you would remove mortar from the face of these bricks without destroying them?
I would consult expert masonry restoration people, perhaps
and
in the National Park Service.
Kevin, just to be clear, what percentage of this wall do you think has been repointed already with this portland?
It's hard to say.
Let's go back to that one.
That's what I'm wondering. Is that 75% of the wall?
The repointing is really...
The repointing's done, is what I'm thinking. Doing.
And we're going to do more damage to remove the portland.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking that the majority of the repointing, like this is, it's done.
So
that it doesn't look like that anymore. It's like
well, the report suggests it's still there.
It's been weathered. You know?
Well, okay.
We found too that when this method has been done to repoint and they're not really getting into the joint or removing the dead mortar and everything too, that you can end up with this kind of superficial skim coat that looks like it's been repointed, but it's just kind of superficial.
It's going to pop out.
Yeah.
So one thing, since the applicant says that the wall looks better than it does here, I'd kind of like to go look at the wall myself. And just understand that we've been talking about this
years
for a while. And so I'm sorry that we can't, I'm not inclined to give you a decision right now, only because you've brought up some additional information. I'd like to consider that. The damage has been done here, so there's no urgency from my point of view. What does the committee think about that?
I agree, and if the weathering process is going well, then we could allow it to proceed.
But I guess the question would be if this H40 Prosecco product would stop the weathering, actually provide a surface that would actually arrest any further weathering until it weathered off itself.
Right, that's why I'm inclined, like you, to defer and go see the wall, see how it looks.
Okay. Is that something that you would find okay?
Well, whatever I can get.
Okay. All right. Well then, could I have a motion, please?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, is there any public comment?
No.
Okay. Do I have a motion in the matter of whatever this one is? 624 Domain Street.
She did have one more thing. I'll say one more minor thing. My client insists that it is the VCC mix and it's not Portland cement, albeit there were Portland cement bags found at the site. They belong to the Madam John's Legacy Company.
Oh.
That wouldn't surprise me.
There was also pre-mixed VCC, so it wasn't the true VCC formula. It was the concrete bags that say VCC that aren't.
Right.
Isn't the most important point of the VCC guidelines and the National Park Service guidelines that the mortar be softer than the brick it's repointing, not the ratio?
Right.
So it's clearly not softer than the bricks that it's repointing.
And if your client, I mean, no offense, but a lot of people do make that mistake when they buy the bag that says VCC. You know, and then they think, no, look, but it's not. So that's the problem.
Right.
Well, he, you know, wasn't personally on site. This is what he's being told by his...
Right. Okay. I'm looking for a motion to defer. So we can each of us go out and look at this building and see what's going on.
I'd like to move to defer to allow the architectural committee members to individually go out and take a look at the conditions based on the applicant's update that the weathering that's taken place has changed the appearance from the photos that we're seeing today.
Do I have a second for that motion?
Yes, I second that.
All in favor say aye.
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 The motion passes.
Will that defer to 2 weeks?
Yes.
I think it's 3 weeks.
What? It's 3 weeks, actually, with the way the calendar falls.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is 625 Dauphine. We don't have an applicant present. The gas lights, we're going to defer.
This is
that.
Quite extensive, so we need to end. Not a rather confrontational.
Okay, I think the wording would be failure of applicant to apply. Do I have a motion in this matter?
Yes, in the matter of 625 Dauphine, I move to defer this matter to allow the applicant an opportunity to be present.
Do you want to add a time frame, since this has been going on for some time?
I defer it to our next meeting.
Thank you. Second for that motion.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. 601 Bourbon Street.
No applicant.
No applicant present. Violations including architectural. What's the pleasure of the committee?
As Nick says, there's not a huge rush.
Okay. Then do I have a motion in the matter of 601 Bourbon Street?
Yes, I'd like to move to defer to allow the applicant a chance to be present.
Erica has asked me to do it for her.
Oh.
I would like to rescind my motion.
Okay, we're doing 601 Bourbon Street. Can I have a staff report, please?
Sure. 601-603 Bourbon Street is a green rated main building, a service building, and proposal to address violations including proposed retention of mechanical equipment installed without benefit of BCC review or approval. Application materials received March 25th, 2022. New mechanical equipment was conceptually approved for installation on the roof of this building back in 2019. However, final plans were never submitted and no BCC permit was ever issued. The as-built mechanical equipment appears to be fairly in line with the previously conceptually approved plans. Staff's major concern is that a previously existing lattice screening that was in place as recently as August 2021 has been completely removed from the property and has exponentially increased the visibility of this equipment. There is no mention in the current proposal to reconstruct this lattice screening. Staff does not find the lack of screening approvable. Provided that the screening is reconstructed in a similar or improved version as previously existing, staff finds the retention of the mechanical equipment approvable. Staff recommends conceptual approval of the proposal, provided that the applicant provide details on mechanical screening to be reviewed at the staff level.
Is the owner willing to reconstruct the lattice screen?
Yes.
Any other comments you'd like to make, since you're so...
I did the drawing for the...
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, so I'm involved in applicant to the site.
Any questions or... for the staff or for the applicant?
Is that the only item we're hearing? That is the only item?
Yeah, everything else is staff approval, sort of violation.
Great. Thank you.
No other questions? Any public comment in the matter of 601 Bourbon Street? Any final comments on your part before we go to motions? You have a motion in the matter of 601 Bourbon Street.
I move the conceptual approval of the proposal, provided that the applicant provides details on mechanical screening to be reviewed at the staff level and gets them approved and installs the screening.
That sounds good. Do I second for that motion?
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes. Next item is 411. Thank you so much for coming in. 411 Bourbon Street.
They have requested a deferral.
We have a motion for deferral at the owner's request.
Yes, in the matter of 411 Bourbon, I move to defer at the applicant's request.
Do I have a second for that motion?
Seconded.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Do I have a motion for to adjourn today's meeting?
I move to adjourn.
Do I have a second for that motion?
Yes. I'll second that.
Motion of meeting is adjourned. Nope.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't hear who said adjourned.
I said adjourned.
Thank you. Sorry.
If it's mumbled, it's going to be me.
Thank
she
you.
She had a question I wanted to ask you.
Building.
Oh, that's
important. We're not here before the meeting's over. No.
What?
I just wanted to ask you guys, so we do have a conflict on November 8th. We have an ARC meeting scheduled, and that is election day, and we have City Hall will be closed on November